Hey everybody,
this is Y'all Heard,
a podcast where me, Marissa Phillips,
and me, Pete Phillips,
and we're not related.
And this is a show for curious people who want to hear about a variety of topics out there in the world, from
food
to fetishes,
celebrities
to unsung heroes, from things you think you know to
things you didn't know you needed to know.
Marissa, you know, like, you covered podcasts one time for a topic.
Oh, yeah.
And we talked about how we liked listening to podcasts because we didn't have to listen to our thoughts.
Yeah.
I listened to my thoughts a little bit, and this was all I could hear. It's a song about how great it is to be sitting.
What, and how you found this how?
Through Spotify somehow, which is surprising because Spotify never really gives me anything I'm actually interested in listening to.
You were like, Spotify, tell me more about sitting?
Yeah, and that was it. That was all that was in my head.
Well, just related to that, I have cut down my podcast usage because now I'm way more productive. So that's good. What was I going to say? I went to do exercise. So we have a Peloton and I've made an effort to use it every day. And I wanted to eat ice cream. And then I was like, I don't want to do Peloton after I eat ice cream. So what I do, I just did Peloton while I ate ice cream.
Of course, yeah.
I just want you all to know that.
I'm going to even this out.
I ate ice cream, did the Peloton, and watched HBO. Because I never used our Peloton. And it cost a lot of money, and I felt guilty. And then my husband just connected it to HBO. And now I do Peloton every day. So that's how I am.
I had one of those classic things that people complain about. Shouldn't have said that. Marissa's really going to hold me to this.
Uh-oh.
I accidentally broke my coffee pot with the coffee maker.
Uh-huh.
As everybody probably should know, yes, you can buy a whole entire coffee maker for the amount of money it's going to cost you to get a replacement carafe. So I took to eBay and I actually had a very good experience.
Wait, I'm sorry, what? So you bought a replacement carafe on eBay?
Yeah.
Why didn't you just...
And then I didn't even wash it before I used it.
That's disgusting!
Yeah. As I was pouring into the cup, I was like, I probably should have washed this first, but it's coffee's already brewed. I'm not going
to... Oh, man. There's a past Marissa that wouldn't judge you, and this is not the same, but ever since I got clothing from Volunteers for America, didn't wash it first, and got bit by something, I won't reuse anything without cleaning it to some degree.
I mean, this thing looked like it was, okay. It was like just cast.
Okay.
Is that what you do with glass?
I accepted that.
Okay.
Why were they selling cheap, just cast coffee pots on eBay?
I don't know. Because, you know, there's sometimes when I wish I was a person that had the resolve to do that. But I don't love clutter. But, you know, like, I had the headrest from the back seat of one of my old cars. And I took it off so that I could put the seat down, and then I forgot to put it back on, and then I traded in the car, and they didn't seem to care. And I was like, what do these sell for? And they sell for like $50 on eBay, but I'm like, I'm not going to sell it.
Yeah, so that's been my situation all of the time. I also was someone who didn't return things that didn't fit. But now that I realize how easy it is to get the post office to pick up stuff from your house, I've at least started returning things. So I don't fit in a bunch of my clothes anymore. But the thing is, if you don't know me, you don't know this. But if you know me, like, my clothes are not like normal people clothes. I don't just have like a shirt from JCPenney. I have like imported cosplay accessories from Japan. I have like vintage gothic clothing. I have like very specific things that
we get it. You're cool.
No, I'm not trying to say I'm cool. I'm just saying like it makes it like I don't know like it.
We
just,
get it. You're quirky.
No, I'm not even trying to say that either. I'm just saying like so much effort was put into curating my clothing collection that like I can't just like give it to a rando because I feel like what if they don't appreciate it? So I'm like, oh, maybe I should do Poshmark. But like Pete said, I'm just like, oh, am I really, or am I just going to have a pile of clothes in my house for a fucking year? So if I don't sell it in a year, I'm just going to, I don't know, probably throw them out even though I'm supposed to donate them. I'm probably going to do what's worse than what was the original plan.
I listened to a show where they do a lot of eBay stuff, and it's Howard Kramer from old Who Charted?
Oh, yeah, okay.
And he has, like, just, like, rooms full of stuff, and he puts it all on eBay, and then somebody, like, asks for something, and there's times when he has to cancel the purchase because he can't find the thing that he listed.
Sounds like he's a hoarder, though.
So.
Yeah, I just have a pile. Yeah. I think it's about as much as all that happened. I do, and I also have two unboxed Monster High dolls that I'll resell at some point. And I don't mean, like, the way, like, people hold on to old comic books. I mean, they're worth money. I'm waiting. We did a show last week, and it didn't
record. Oh, come to think of it, I should make sure it's recording now. Okay, it is.
Okay. If you didn't record it again, which...
Yeah, we would have just stopped podcasting.
Yeah, permanently.
Show's over. Goodbye.
My throat. Yeah, we never record again if that happened. And again, I don't blame Pete. It's not like I bring anything to the table. It's not like I bring any technical expertise or effort to the table. So I don't blame anything. It's just fucking shit sucks. A whole
pile of charm.
I try, but as Pete just discovered while he was listening to an old episode, our charm has been substantially reduced over time. So we're re-recording an episode that we did last week that was lost. Anyway, so I'm changing the icebreaker. You'll never get to hear what movies we would make based on serial mascots.
Icebreaker.
Instead, and I'm sorry, this is not going to be like as quirky of an icebreaker, and you might be like, nothing, but don't say nothing, because that'll depress me. You have to tell me one thing. Just get over it. One thing you're looking forward to once it gets warm and shit.
Warm and shit. I got a sweet spot. You're saying, like, warm enough that it's comfortable?
As opposed to what?
As opposed to, like, warm enough that I sweat every day I go outside?
Oh, it's your choice. Because
I'm not looking forward to that.
Tell me what you look forward to when it's specifically 90 degrees. No, just when it's, you know, like, spring, summer.
Having the windows open.
Wow, you must live a nice life. You don't have to worry about things. Oh, wait. Duh. Marissa, you're a fucking idiot. I was going to say that you're not worried about things coming in the window, but I'm sure you have...
No, I'm worried about humans coming through the window.
I meant screens. You have screens. We seem to have cracks in our screens and bugs get in.
Yeah, sometimes they do. I just try to keep a close eye and spray that stuff around the windows.
Thankfully, you don't live like in a crazy city. I remember one of our listeners told me her window was open once and a flying cockroach came in.
Again, is that better? That's worse than a human, isn't it?
To me, yes. To me, absolutely. My father told me when he fought in Vietnam, they had flying cockroaches that were, yeah, multiple inches long, and they would, like, aggressively come at him.
For what? What, are they going to eat him?
I mean, do you also know that my father said he lived in a house? I'm sure he doesn't like me saying this. I know my mother sure wouldn't like me saying this, but, so there was a rat once in his crib. This is a separate story. So he had very aggressive rats where he grew up.
And now, when you say crib.
Baby crib?
When he was okay. A baby.
So he wasn't aware of
it. Not his house.
No, not yet. His baby crib. He was told that, like, once they found a rat in his crib. But also, once he said he was eating a piece of cake or something, and there was a rat, and he just assumed, like, you know, like, the rat will be afraid of me. He said the rat wasn't afraid of him, and the rat came at him to get the piece of cake. So my father had, oh, he also said in Vietnam, there were mosquitoes with, like, whatever, stingy things so long they would sting you through your clothing. So if I was my father, I would have committed suicide by now because I'm not made of stronger stuff. And
you would have been if you were in it.
I always had a mental breakdown multiple times in my life due to vermin, so.
But if you were a baby with a rat in your crib just cuddling with it.
Yeah, okay, but yeah, he wasn't aware.
You would have grown up with a different appreciation for rats.
If I woke up and there was a rat in my bed, I would jump out a window. I'm not even saying that flippantly. I need to get better and not so casually saying I would kill myself, but I mean it, which I don't. I'm going to stop talking, but I don't think you all realize how upset I would be if a rat was in my bed. But yes, I will maybe make an effort to stop saying that. I think it makes my husband uncomfortable.
Dial 988 on your phone to get in touch with the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline.
Guys, and I don't mean like it would be pre-planned. I'm very religious, so I don't think I should commit. No, I'm not very religious. I'm sorry. I'm religious enough to think that it's not okay to kill yourself. However, I mean it in a way that I would be so upset that I would flee in an irrational way that I would probably end up dying. Like, I would throw myself out a window. That's what I mean.
Yeah, I mean, you're just dealing with two floors over there, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, you're fleeing.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not, I mean, if you jump from the second floor, you better, like, have a really particular aim if you want to die.
Also, feel free to take off anything I just said if you feel like it's inappropriate.
How about you, Marissa?
Yeah.
I don't even remember what the icebreaker question is.
Something I'm looking forward to.
Driving with the windows down?
No, that hurts my ears. Eating a hot dog outside that is cooked by my father specifically. I want all of those elements. I want a hot dog, I want it outside, and I want it cooked specifically by my father. I don't want to cook it. I don't want my husband to cook it. I want my father to cook it. I also don't want a restaurant to cook it. I don't know why. In my world, only my father, me, or Aaron could cook a hot dog. Yeah, I want that, and I bought some very bold sunglasses that even I wonder if I can pull them off, but I definitely can't pull them off, like, when it's not fully summer, but I feel like when it's fully summer, I could maybe pull them off. Mm. Yeah, I got some really, really bold sunglasses that I don't know, and I don't know if anyone wants to be seen with me. But I know that I bought them, so I'm going to wear them. So I'm waiting for summer, yeah. I'm going on a cruise this summer. Yeah,
would you be looking forward to travel when it becomes warmer out?
Yeah. Yeah, I am. That made it sound like I'm not looking forward to my cruise. I just keep getting stressed out.
Well, cruise is travel.
Yeah. I just keep getting stressed out because my name on my passport and my name on my driver's license, I don't understand if they need to be exactly the same. If I have a middle name and it's only in my passport, but it's not on my driver's license, is that okay? Call us at 570-POD-11. I was going to ask you, Pete, but you've never been on a cruise, have you?
Nope.
Yeah, okay. Anyway.
Come on. What? Come on. Come on. What? I'm just cheering you on.
Oh, to go to my topic?
I know you can do this.
I forgot it was my topic. Today's not okay. Yeah, I'm really bad today. Speaking of travel, good job. Thank you. Speaking of travel. But that's not a perfect segue, because I first start with the news story that doesn't deal with travel. But I guess. But that's better than what I had. So
okay. Looking forward to standing in the warm rain.
Okay, let's just go. I can't do a perfect segue. So let's start by talking about this story that came on February 1st of this year from North Tonawanda, New York. Okay, Also, I just want to say that any direct quotes I'm taking from this news story are not direct quotes, because the direct quotes were so convoluted. Last time I did this episode, I tried to read them verbatim, and it tripped me up the whole episode. So just know that I rewrote this woman's quotes to make sense, and I cannot believe that the local newspaper quoted her verbatim, because they were, like, impossible to get through. Anyway.
I read something like that recently where I was like, are they just directly quoting this person just to, like, give them the finger, basically?
Yeah, to basically make them seem like a little, like, they don't, yeah, I just feel like it's embarrassing. They could easily just fix their quotes. Anyway. Hey,
sidebar, Marissa.
Uh-huh.
Listeners, you can skip ahead if you want. Marissa, is there any style guide that you've ever seen where high school is one word?
I'm not Googling the style guide. I'm just looking at the word high school. What, I mean, isn't it in the name of high school? Isn't you said one word or two words? What'd you say?
Have you ever seen it presented as one word?
No, I don't think so.
And then when you push the two words together, that looks stupid, right?
Yeah, I had to, like, look at it. No, I've never done it in one word. That looks weird.
Yeah. Why? That's weird.
Who said that?
Well, we have very, picky, I'll say, marketing department at work, and they sent out an email where they, like, at least they were consistent, but they used they made high school one word, and it took everything within me to not reply and say, are you stupid?
I'm trying to get proofreading jobs now because I realize it's impossible to write anything myself if my whole job is writing, so you should just refer them to me.
Okay.
Tell them I have very competitive rates. Yeah.
So we're in Tonawanda,
Wanda. Tonawanda, New York.
So. Tonawanda. Oh, shit. I was a lot closer than I thought.
Okay. Officials in the city of North Tonawanda and residents of one quiet neighborhood in the city are seeking answers to a strange and disgusting situation that they've been dealing with for weeks. For over a month, residents on Alice Street said that they have dealt with several instances of fecal matter raining from the sky and hitting several homes. Resident Gwen Eichler told News 6 she is concerned about letting her dogs out at times and had to get a power washer to clean up the mess. There's nothing... Oh, God, this is the one quote I forgot to clean up.
Oh, guys, listen. It was very fun when you got this lady's direct quotes. Marissa did it so it makes sense, but it was very fun with the original quotes.
Okay, this Go is ahead. One that I think I didn't totally clean up, so I'll read what's here. There's nothing left to see except for my Facebook post, which have been prevalent, because when I first... No. Nope, let me just fix this on the fly. On her Facebook post, she posted pictures or a post every time this happened. This happened three times. When she did her first Facebook post, everybody said, what? When she put up a second Facebook post saying that it happened again, everyone says, you've got to be kidding me. And the third time she said fecal matter rained on her home, everyone said, you got to win the lottery. That I think they meant you could get a lottery ticket. That didn't make sense.
You have got to go win the lottery now, because you can control that.
Yeah, so yeah, these quotes are great. Anyway, she says that usually...
By the way, when I was a kid, I had cancer, and it was a rare type of cancer, and the doctor told us it was like, oh, one out of X, you know, thousand people would get this kind of cancer, and... yeah, I think one of the other doctors was like, you guys should buy a lottery ticket.
That doctor is an idiot.
Yeah, there was one that we had to actually, like, my mom stopped taking me to that one because he had no bedside manner.
God. I used to date someone who was a med student, and I watched him do a test, which was just a test, I think, his bedside manner, and it was horrible. And I think he's practicing now, and that's funny. Anyway... This lady said that the fecal showers that would rain upon her house usually happened during the afternoon and evening hours. She says, there's no comic relief. This shouldn't be happening. I contacted the mayor. And
I disagree.
And if I were the mayor of a city, I would not want airplanes dumping their honeypot. This should not be happening. I want this to stop, and my neighbors want it to stop. I don't know if honeypot means duty, but whatever. So according to the city of North Tonawanda, they actually sent out a wastewater technician to do testing of the things that were that had rained on her house. According to Mayor Austin Tyler, the city can't confirm whether it's human or animal waste, but they do say that it's likely waste from an airplane because of its appearance. So it appears the droppings have since stopped, or else I haven't seen another report since. Nothing has been reported since February. No updates from residents. However, people still want answers. Eichler says,
Rightly so.
Yeah. Eichler says, we'd like answers. We would like to know if it is human or it is bird feces. The chances of it being a bird are slim for the flocks to fly off three times in that exact same spot. Although you can see an airplane having it on their computers that this is their drop spot. So what is the cause of this gross situation?
I just want you to know that I did an Urban Dictionary search. And through the first page, absolutely no reference to poop.
Yeah, no, this lady's quotes are wild.
Many references to vagina.
Yeah, I thought it was something sexual, but I forgot what it meant. So who knows? Okay, so what could be this gross situation? Like, surely airplanes don't just dump duty from the sky, right? Like, what do airplanes do with their duty? This lady is accusing airplanes of having it on their computers that they always are supposed to drop it on her house.
On Donna's house.
Yeah, exactly. So, for many people...
Also, like, if you could think of a whole plane, how much land does this woman have that's getting covered in shit?
Yeah, I know. Also, it's only happened three
times. It's probably her neighbor with a wood chipper who's like... throwing human waste into the wood chipper so it will shoot over the fence at her house.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. So for many years, a lot of people believed that there was a secret trap door that opened when toilets flushed on an airplane, leaving the feces to either fall below onto unsuspecting people or maybe to fall straight into the ocean. But that is simply not the case. So, the modern airplane toilet was designed in 1995 by someone named James Kemper. It uses a pneumatic vacuum when someone flushes an airplane toilet. And, you know, this new modern toilet was put in use in 1982. So, ever since 1982, they've been using this vacuum toilet.
What was the 1995?
No, 1975 was when it was...
Oh, 75. I thought you said 95. I was going to say, that's...
My bad.
That's recent.
So, yeah, any planes you're using today obviously use this type of toilet. The toilet was created with a nonstick bowl that has a Teflon-like coating to help assist in the waste that needs to be vacuumed out. Finally, it also has a small amount of SkyChem in it, which is a disinfecting liquid. The SkyChem is used in place of water in the toilet bowl. When someone flushes the toilet, the water is sucked out by the vacuum and placed into a large holding tank.
I have to cut in. That's why they don't let you bring dogs on the plane.
Why?
Because it's not water. It's disinfectant.
Are you lying? You can't bring dogs on plane?
I don't know. Dogs drink out of toilets.
Oh, I believed you. Leave me alone. During the flight, the waste remains in a sealed tank, which also has an exterior latch to make sure that no sewage leaks out. When the plane lands, the ground crew will come over to the plane in a special truck that is used to siphon out the waste and put it into the underground sewage system of the airport. So, just so you know, I looked to see if I could learn about what airplanes, what their toilets and waste systems were like prior to the modern toilet invention in 1975, but it was weirdly difficult to find that info, and I don't know why.
Numbers on capacity?
What?
Did you find any numbers on the capacity of these tanks?
Like how much duty could fit in it?
Yeah.
No, but I did hear that they clog a lot.
Ooh.
Quite easily. But yeah, all I saw, the only reference to the past I saw on CNN Travel that airplanes have never deliberately shot their toilet waste into the atmosphere, not even in the old days. So I don't know what they did back in the day, but presumably still didn't dump it into the sky.
It was like an outhouse and it just like collected.
Yeah, probably.
Ooh, gross.
So I don't know. Gross. Even anyway.
Sloshing around in turbulence.
Ew. But anyway, so regardless of all this, you might be thinking, yeah, that's what you want. They want you to believe. Maybe there are still pilots dumping it out anyway. But basically, it's
her ex-husband is a pilot. What if that's the case?
That would be ridiculous. But Pete, it's physically impossible for pilots to dump waste mid-flight.
Come, Marissa.
That is because the release valve for the waste is located on the exterior of the aircraft. So there's literally
Climb outside. It's a gremlin. It's a gremlin.
No way to access it during a flight. However, even though no one can actually release the waste from the airplane mid-flight, like on purpose, that does not mean that the waste has never escaped. There have been reported cases of leaks in the waste management tank that have resulted in feces falling from the sky more than a number of times. But it's worth mentioning that due to the disinfecting liquid that is added to the feces in the system, if duty leaks from a plane, it actually won't really much resemble feces by the time it hits the ground in most cases.
Yeah.
There's actually a term for this in the industry, which is called blue ice, because as the outside temperature is
generally... Sounds like a gum.
I'd eat blue ice. As the outside temperature is generally below freezing, any liquid will like freeze up upon contact with the air. And so it forms, like I said, blue ice, a mixture of like ice and the fecal matter and that disinfecting solution. So let's talk about when duty fell from the sky. In 2018, the BBC reported that a 22 to 26 pound chunk of blue ice fell on the Fazilpur Badli village in India, startling residents. An area official told the BBC that some villagers thought it was an extraterrestrial object. However, a senior official in the Indian Meteorological Department who examined...
It was an internal testinal object.
What? Ew. Nice, very nice. But yeah, someone from the Indian Meteorological Department examined a small sample and said the projectile was, quote, definitely not a meteorological phenomenon. After a sample of the projectile was sent for further chemical analysis, it turned out to be a frozen ball of feces that was suspected to have leaked from an airplane flying overhead. And that wasn't the only time. It wasn't even the only time in India. In 2016, a woman in central... I'm going to pronounce these wrong. A woman in central Madhya Pradesh in India suffered a severe shoulder injury when she was hit with a football-sized chunk of blue ice, which fell from the air and crashed into the roof of her home. Now, they don't all happen in India. In 2020...
For anybody listening, we did have a conversation last episode about how if something was leaking from the plane and like what you would think of as like a leak, you know, like a small hole, that it would come out in the shape of a spear and it would have murdered this woman.
Yeah, I could. Yeah. Oh, man, that would be dark. In 2021, a man who lived near London's Heathrow Airport was actually splattered with poop that leaked from a nearby plane. And you might be saying, like, splattered? I thought it turned into blue ice. Well, because he lived so close to the airport, due to the plane's proximity to the ground when it happened, the excrement didn't get a chance to freeze. So there was just...
Sometimes they make you wait on the tarmac a long time. And then you're just like, I've been sitting here so long, I gotta take a shit.
So honestly, I should be fearing this happening because we live directly next to Harrisburg Airport and the planes are so fucking low to the ground when they go over our house. So I hope I never get splattered with poop. So yeah, all of this is to say that no, airplanes do not just randomly dump poop from the sky or into the ocean, but that does not mean it can never happen. It just would happen from a leak. It wouldn't be a pilot being like, time to drop the duty. And unless you live incredibly close to an airport, it's probably going to be a weird shard of ice rather than just straight up duty on the head. So rest assured, people, no planes are dumping duty on your house. That's what I got for you.
Oh, is that true, Marissa? No planes?
I mean, not on purpose.
Would you consider a spaceship a plane?
No, spaceship. What, are you going to tell me about a spaceship that dumped duty on someone?
According to Tracy Gregg, an astronaut from the University of Buffalo, what happens to waste on a spaceship? He is more than 90% water. And since water is heavy and takes up a lot of space, it's better to recycle pee than to bring up clean water from Earth. All astronaut pee is collected and turned back into clean, drinkable water.
That's cool. Astronauts say that down on the Earth.
Right.
It's pretty cool.
Astronauts say that today's coffee is tomorrow's coffee.
I mean, it's kind of gross, but whatever. I think it's cool.
Speaking of coffee, sometimes astronaut poop is brought back to Earth for scientists to study. But most of the time, bathroom waste, including poop, is burned. Poop is vacuumed into garbage bags that are put into airtight containers. Astronauts also put toilet paper, wipes, and gloves to keep everything clean, in the containers as well. The containers are then loaded into a cargo ship that brought supplies to the space station from Earth. As this is shipped back to Earth, cargo ship. The cargo ship is built to burn up in the atmosphere.
Okay.
With the poop in it.
Wow. Okay.
And she, of course, you know, ends with levity. If you've ever seen a shooting star, it may have been a meteorite burning up in the Earth's atmosphere, or it may have been a flaming astronaut poo. And next time you have to pee or poop, be thankful that you're doing it with gravity's help, because they have to hold themselves onto the toilet in space.
Those poor people. I have a hard enough time trying to shit, like, just normally.
Yeah.
Remember when, like, I mean, I never lived through this, but I feel like people were always, like, I feel like back in the day it seemed like people were, like, putting flaming bags of dog poo on people's, like, front porches. I feel
on
like
that. On TV.
Yeah.
Hey, if that's ever really happened to you, call us at 570-POD-WAD-1. We want to make a whole episode out of you.
But, like, that's been in a lot of movies, right? Like,
yes.
Because we just watched Ricky Stenicki. I hate the name of that movie.
You loved it.
I actually liked the movie, but I hated the name of it.
Yeah.
But Aaron had never seen it, and he was like, what the fuck is happening? And I was like, how have you never seen this? And then, yeah, so I was just wondering if it was only me who's seen all the flaming poo content. Anyway.
The other mode of travel that I looked into, I'm so sorry, Marissa, is cruise ships.
Ew, is it going to be gross?
Do cruise ships just dump waste into the ocean?
No.
Friendsofearth.org says yes.
Really?
The U.S. allows cruise ships to dump treated waste. Treated waste.
What
much like
that
what you were describing. You know, like the poop is treated with disinfectant.
Wait, so then isn't that pollution?
They are allowed to dump. Well, I shouldn't say allowed, but no, I guess allowed is the right word. Encouraged would be the wrong word.
Okay.
Allows cruise ships to dump treated waste into the ocean if they are within 3.5 miles from shore. Oh, I'm sorry. It doesn't let them do it within 3.5 miles.
That sounds weirder. Okay.
After there's no restrictions. Raw sewage there's no restriction to dumping even untreated raw sewage into U.S. ocean waters. There are a few places like Puget Sound, California, and most of New England where no dumping zones have been created. But everywhere else, apparently, sewage can be dumped.
That's gross. Okay.
More than 1 billion gallons of sewage are dumped into the ocean annually. The sewage is not only full of human waste, but also chemicals, pharmaceuticals, bacteria, viruses, heavy metals, and hazardous waste. And many cruise ships lack the sewage treatment facilities to adequately filter out toxins.
That's really fucked up.
Although, there are other answers as well.
Okay.
CruiseHive.com says modern-day cruise ships carry their own treatment systems. Again, the last one was pro-Earth. This one is pro-cruise.
Okay.
These systems rely on a combination of filters, chemical treatments, and even biological processes that can break down and treat human waste. The wastewater treatment systems cruise ships separate solid waste from liquid waste, and they disinfect and treat the water. So again, it's like you're putting out clean poo. But my question is, like, can you ever get clean poo?
I'm gonna say something, and I was like, should I try and add details? But I'm not. I'm just gonna say that, believe it or not, this question you just asked is something I pondered and for some reason would ask a whole bunch of people in high school. And I would give them a lot of hypotheticals and be like, is the poo clean or is the soap dirty? And I don't know. That is so ingrained in my mind because I feel like I brought it up in conversation all of the time. I was weird. Anyway, let's continue.
Once the water has been filtered and heavily treated to ensure that it is sanitary and safe, it can be discharged into open water. This can only occur in certain areas where the impact on marine life and the ecosystem will be minimized.
I'm sure no one fucking actually is careful.
I'm also thinking, like, if you look at the ocean like a big bowl of water, which I realize it's not, but if you look at the ocean like a big bowl of water, if I sprinkle, like, red dye over here, it's eventually going to find its way around the whole bowl.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, I don't know.
All solid human waste is stored in an airtight holding tank after being treated, dehydrated, and removed from the wastewater. So again, we're at the pro cruise site. These tanks are not released into the water. Instead, they are held until the cruise ship is docked and in the harbor. From there, it can easily be disposed of safely in accordance with local standards and regulations.
Okay.
Now, I thought this was interesting for you, Marissa, since you are going to be going on a cruise. Every single person you look at, you can think of this. According to High Country News, High Country News quoted someone as saying, High Country News quoted someone qualified.
What?
Who estimated that each passenger will produce a daily average of 30 liters of sewage, also known as black water.
Assuming I shit more than I do, guy.
For a ship carrying 3,600 people, that amounts to 400 8-person hot tubs worth of sewage a day.
Why are you measuring that in hot tubs? That's, like, so stupid. That's absurd. Okay.
And that's all that I have. So, your poo may be in the ocean.
In case you're wondering, why did you do a joint episode? It's because I didn't realize how short my topic was. That's anyway. Thank you, Pete. That was an interesting addition there.
A lot of it is about how you can take a clean poop so that you don't have to wipe as much.
What do you mean by, oh, okay, yeah. No, I understand what that means, okay. Well, that's a whole nother episode. So.
I googled, can there ever be clean poop? Maybe it was too dramatic.
Are you starting to Google like me where you ask questions?
Everything's AI now. I may as well talk to it, right?
Truth.
When's your cruise, by the way?
In June.
All right.
Yeah. Why?
I think I was just wondering.
Oh, okay.
I think.
That's fair. Anyway.
Plugs. This week, I want to plug Austin Carr, who is the color commentator for the Cleveland Cavaliers. And unfortunately, if you watch a nationally televised game of the Cleveland Cavaliers, you probably don't get to hear him. He's fun, and I like There's another guy who does color commentary on some games, and I'm like, I don't even want to watch this game without Austin Carr.
Really? Okay. Sounds cool.
Because if somebody blocks a shot, and he's got like an old raspy voice, if somebody blocks a shot, he goes, get that weak stuff out of here.
Yeah.
And if somebody slam dunks, he goes, they throw the hammer down.
Okay.
So that's my plug.
That sounds fun. I'm just going to plug the X-Men 97 show again, because a new episode will be out by the time this comes out.
You didn't do it last time.
Oh, you're right. Oh,
so shit. You can gush as much as you'd like, though Marissa's full review is covered in Patreon.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to gush as hard, because I had like just watched. I just watched it when we did the episode or something like that. X-Men 97 is fantastic. It's a continuation from X-Men the Animated Series, which aired in the 90s. I feel like I need to explain that because I told Cassie about it, but she thought I was just telling her to watch the old X-Men. And then she was just like, she watched the new one thinking it took place in the 90s, and she was very confused. So just to clarify, people, it's called X-Men 97, but it premiered...
Because original X-Men premiered in 92.
Yeah, so it's just like making it clear that it still takes place in the 90s.
They do the same thing in the comics, guys. And there's also like Batman 89 comics.
Yeah, so I'm not
shaming you, Cassie.
That take place
in Tim Burton's universe.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm not shaming you, Cassie. I'm just saying it's a mistake that can be made.
I'm shaming you, Cassie. To be clear.
It's a fantastic show. If you watch the old show, my God, it's such a nostalgia bomb. I, like, cried. If you didn't watch the old show, it's still very good. It's like, it's an adult cartoon that is not so adult that a child can't watch it. I think it's the perfect middle ground of adult and child cartoons. It's about the fucking X-Men. I love the X-Men. So that's my plug. It's on Disney Plus. If you have any topics, you can call us at 570-POD-1. You can email us at
y'allheardpod@gmail.com.
And feel free to slide into my DMs at wristvandal or check out any of my dumb writing projects in my wristvandal Instagram bio.
You can also sign up at patreon.com/y'allheard, where you, for as low as $1, you can get a little bit of extras. You can get extras from us. Including my latest Pete Ruins a Movie of the movie Soulmates, where you get to hear me say traumagasm.
Ooh, I didn't hear that yet. I hope it's about two shoes that fall in love. Or you could hear my X-Men 97 Marissa reviews. Thanks for listening, guys, and have a good day. Bye.
Yeah. Bye.